15th chapter.
Amen.
Amen. You find it? Say amen.
Amen.
Everybody got it. Great. Good deal. Numbers, the 13th chapter. I'm going to read to you the 17th through the 20th verse. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Father, again as we come to you in prayer, asking, Lord, that you fill us, O Father, with your Spirit. Give us the words, O Father, that you would have spoken here this morning. I give, Lord, but just let thy word flow forth. We ask you, God, to use us as you can. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. The story of the Israelites coming out of Egypt to the promised land, how God did lead them all the way. But it was God's promise for them to come into a land of milk and honey. It was a land that was, left nothing to be desired. They had a time when they would come out of Egypt. Moses leading them. God promised everything going just fine. Everything was going just exactly the way it was supposed to. They got into that wilderness and they come up to the time where they were ready to go into the promised land, and there were doubts arose. They began to wonder where they was going, which way they was headed, what was over there. So they murmured among themselves, and they kind of, like a lot of us do sometimes, we get to a point where we say, well, I don't know what's out there ahead. I mean, it kind of, gets us all concerned. But they were concerned. And it said there in the scriptures that I read to you that Moses appointed, called for one of each of the 12 tribes to go out and spy out the land. And as you read that, you would think that Moses, that God had chose this, Moses had chose this, but it was not. It was the people. It was the doubtful people that had brought up the subject of, let's go see what's over there before we try to get in there. And that's like a lot of us. We want to see a lot of, instead of moving on faith, in our Christian faith, we want to see evidence of what's out there before we move. We want to see if everything's going to be all right before we go, without depending upon God. So the people, as Moses humored them, they said, okay, you do it. So they did. They picked the 12, and they sent them over, and they said, you spy out that country, you look it over, and you see what's there, if it's good or if it's bad or whatever's over there. Just kind of look it over. So they did. They went. And when they come back, they made a report. Well, I was over there. They went down to the little brook there, and they got him to bring back the fruit that he had asked them to do. They cut down some grapes, and evidently it must have been enormous, because it took two men on a pole to carry it. One cluster of grapes. It said one cluster of grapes took two men and a pole. Can you imagine that? I can't even begin to imagine that. Well, grapevines that we have at our house, it wouldn't take no pole to carry. The land was so bountiful that the thought of moving into that land was kind of a scary situation for anybody. And as they went in and looked it over, went from one end to the other, the whole place, they saw walled cities, they saw fortresses, they saw giants, they saw people that made them, as it says in the scripture, made them look like grasshoppers. Tiny little peoples compared to the giants that they were up against. When they come back and they reported to Moses, they said it, the land is good. Joshua and Caleb were two that went into that land as spies. Joshua and Caleb were faithful to God, had a lot of faith. They looked on the situation, they saw the giants, they saw the opposition, they saw the problems that was ahead of them. The other 10, they looked on the situation, they saw only the problem. That's all they could see. They could see the trying to go into this land and be defeated. They said they're going to eat us up, so they had to lie a little bit. They said the land is a land that would devour us. It would eat us up. It's a land that it's not good. We should not go in there. It's not a good land. They knew better. It was their fear that was making them tell this kind of a story. Joshua and Caleb looked on the situation. They saw all the problems that was ahead of them. They knew it just the same as all the rest. But they looked on it and they said, let's go up and take it. Let's go. Let's get ready. Let's get on. Get with it. Let's go. Because we surely can take it. Because they knew God was with them. He was with them. And as I was reading this story and how that sometimes we start in our Christian life, in our church, we have activities going on. Man, the first thing you can hear about is, we can't do this, we ain't got enough people, we ain't got this, we ain't got that, we ain't got a lot of stuff, we ain't got this, but if God is in it, it will happen. It doesn't make any difference if there's one, two, or three, or how many there is in the situation. God, if He says do it, we best get with it and start to do it. If we look, I've talked to peoples that had nothing but negative to say. Anything you could talk about, it was, no, I don't think so. It won't work. Instead of saying, let's give her a try. Let's go. Because God said move. You know, in our little church right here, God is speaking to us every day. He's speaking to each and every one of us. He's telling us of things that we need to do. But yet we'll take the negative and say, I can't do that, Lord. No, I can't let somebody else do it. Well, there is nobody else. We can look on that situation and say we can't do it, but we can look on that situation and say, God, if you want me to do it, you give me the strength, I'll stand up and I'll move. I'll do it. Yeah, and it'll get done, I'll guarantee you. He has never failed one of us yet in anything that we have attempted to do. I said this morning in Sunday school class, our little old church here has got everything we need if we just use it. And you know, sometimes I wonder if we're not sitting on blessings. We have people in this church that can do just anything, and yet it doesn't get done. Because we look on the situation and we doubt. We say, well, I don't think we can do it. You know, we don't have very good teachers, or we don't have this or that or the other thing. We don't have any youth. We don't have this, we don't have that, or we can make excuses from one end of the day to the other. Or we can say, God, yes, I'll do it. I will move. You leave. false report. They gave a negative answer to everything that she, everything was down, no, it won't work at all. Well, they paid the price. Yes, they did. They paid the price. God spoke to Moses. And he said, well, I'll just destroy it. I'll just put them out here. I'll destroy the whole bunch. We'll just start all over again and you can start of anew. That's what he did. Moses looked around and said, ooh, that does present a little bit of a problem. It does. Because if you are to destroy the people that you brought out of Egypt, what's any Egyptians going to think? That you brought them out here in the wilderness to destroy them? Huh? So God repented. He said, no, he wouldn't. Not as such. These giants that were in that land, if you can imagine, they compared themselves as little grasshoppers as compared to a giant. Well, that's quite a difference. You know, sometimes the problems that we have in our daily life, you know, that you're facing right now, it's a giant. It is a giant. There's a giant standing in front of you, and we wonder if we are able just to stand up against that giant. Well, let me tell you, if God is with you, you can stand. It doesn't make any difference what kind of a giant is in your life, what kind of a mountain's ahead of you. If God is in it, you can stand. You can defeat that giant. He didn't say, read on a little bit further. He did not say that I'm just going to go in there and wipe them all out. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to destroy these giants. Just wipe them off there and then you won't have to worry about it. No. He said, little by little. Little by little would he move out of the country. And he did just that. Little by little. Folks, we face these giants in our lives, these things that we just can't seem to imagine. How in the world am I going to get this mountain out of the way? How in the world am I going to stand up under these pressures? How am I going to do this? Little by little, he does it. He does it little by little until you turn around a couple of times after that and you look and they're gone. The problem that was so great, that mountain that was so great in front of you that was about to devour you, that was about to turn you back into a world, is gone. Because we listened to what God said. And we went, allowed Him to work. No great work is this preacher going to do. I'll guarantee you, no great work. But if I can do just a little by a little into the lives of each and every one of you, if I can influence you one way or just a little tiny bit, then that's all I need. God is great. He is just waiting to bless us. But I'm afraid that a lot of us are still looking at the giants and say, we can't do it. We can't do it because they're so big and so great and I'm nothing. And look at all this opposition. You look around out in this community. Folks, it's not a pretty sight. You look around in the city of Clarksburg or the state of West Virginia or this United States and the thing that you see every day on the TVs or whatever, it's not very pretty. It isn't. But you know what? We as Christians can do just a little. And if each one of us do just a little bit, just little by little, then God's work will be done. Praise the Lord. And we will see victory. You'll see things happen in our church. Yes. praise you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, that you allow us just to be a small part of your great plan. And we ask, God, that you will use us, Lord. Give us a confidence, Lord, that we might be able to stand tall against that giant. Lord, we would allow you, oh God, to fight our battles. But Lord, that we'd be willing to go forth. Help us, oh God, in our humble way, that we might be what you have us to be. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. As we have a song of invitation, God has spoken to you this morning. Maybe you haven't given that little